Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Tuesday, because we'll tell you next on The Real Nyg Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. On Wednesday, continued cloudy and not as cold, highs around 50. Wednesday night, cloudy with a chance of showers overnight and not as cold, with overnight lows in the lower 40s. Topping Tuesday's local news, more details are now available concerning that accident we told you about yesterday that occurred on Saturday at Highland and Fairfield Avenue. The driver of that vehicle reportedly hit a pole, then rolled over and struck a brick wall, and was listed in critical condition on Tuesday morning at ECMC after suffering serious head injuries in the crash. He was identified as 45-year-old Carl Lightfoot, who reportedly lost control of the vehicle after trying to pass another car stopped at a red light. Authorities tell us that Lightfoot had no pulse when first responders arrived on the scene, and he was revived there by paramedics, who then rushed him to ECMC. Police say the owner of the car that Lightfoot was driving was reported stolen earlier. Other details concerning the accident were not immediately available, and police say their investigation is continuing. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's the local repairman who fixes appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. And that's a great bargain because he doesn't come alone. He comes with 45 years experience. So there's no problem he won't be able to handle. Unless, of course, if your appliance is too old and not worth fixing, Chris will save you some money and even tell you that. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. Put the number in your cell phone, because you never know when you're going to need it. In other news, a local man was arrested yesterday after he reportedly walked into the DiCamello Bakery on Linwood Avenue, paced back and forth in the store for a while, then grabbed a tip jar on the counter and ran out. Police located the suspect a short distance away and brought him back to the store for positive identification. He was then charged with petty larceny in the case and was identified as Terrell Vales of Packard Court. Police said he was released on an appearance ticket and will face the charge next month in city court. The money stolen from the bakery was recovered by the police and brought back to the store. A student at the Star Point School on Mapleton Road in Pendleton found out that making statements in school, whether they mean them or not, will not be tolerated and must be reported. A student at the school, not happy with a reported assignment, reportedly blurted out that she was going to blow up the school, and according to the sheriff department, all threats of that type are taken very seriously. The school resource officer was called and the sheriff investigators, who was told by the student that she didn't mean what she said. But deputy said as a precaution, that student will be admitted to the Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center for a psychological evaluation to make sure there's no danger. And authorities tell Niagara Radio following that exam, a determination as to whether or not to press any charges will be made. In some similar cases, a charge of making a terrorist threat may be lodged. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. What I like about these two pharmacies are they're locally owned and locally operated. The people in the store are your neighbors, and they don't treat you like a number in a big corporate drugstore. They know you by name, they find out what you want, and they help you get it. They'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge if you want. It's a friendly service in a friendly drugstore where they really do care. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. Locally owned and locally operated, and they show it. The Niagara County Health Department has announced that another rabid raccoon has been found in the county, this one in the town of Somerset. Authorities said there was no known human or domestic pet exposure to the raccoon, but all residents should be aware and take proper precautions if you see an animal that's acting strange in any way. And if you do, stay away from it and notify 911. And be sure to tell your children if they come in contact with any animal they don't know to let you know immediately so you can assess the situation. Just after noon on Tuesday, the sheriff's department received multiple calls reporting a motor vehicle accident with a possible ejection at the intersection of Heartland and the Slayton Settlement Road in the town of Royalton. Initial reports indicated the crash involved a passenger vehicle and a dump truck. Sheriff patrols arriving on the scene confirmed that the driver of the passenger vehicle had been partially ejected, and EMS and fire rescue crews arrived to assume care of the patient. An investigation at the scene determined that a 2014 Kia traveling eastbound on Slayton Settlement failed to yield the right-of-way to a 2020 Peterbilt dump truck that was traveling northbound on the Heartland Road when the collision occurred. After being given first aid, that female driver of the Kia was airlifted by Mercy Flight to ECMC with what officials called non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies said vehicle and traffic violation charges are pending in the case and that crash investigation is ongoing. In another accident reported to our newsroom today, a two-vehicle crash was logged on Niagara Falls Boulevard at Ward Road on Monday. Deputies and volunteers from the St. Johnsburg Fire Company assisted at that scene, with that investigation also ongoing. The Niagara Falls City Council is set to meet on Wednesday night, and during that session, they'll be asked to approve buying two new Bobcat Trencher snowblowers to aid in both clearing the snow and patching the roads. And they're also expected to consider a consultant agreement to help develop new plans for the city market. If approved, that agreement will focus on vending management, recruitment of the vendors, and managing the market. And of course, we'll have details for you on that meeting tomorrow when we update our local news here on Niagara Radio. Niagara County District Attorney Brian Seaman announced today that 19-year-old Charles Jackson III of Niagara Falls has been sentenced by County Court Judge Carolyn Watazik to spend the next 20 years in prison for his conviction of the crime of manslaughter in the first degree. Jackson previously admitted to shooting 26-year-old Michael Hathaway behind Hathaway's home in Lockport on November 20th in 2023. Seaman said, unfortunately, the defendant's decision to use extreme violence in a situation where it was completely unnecessary cost Mr. Hathaway his life and the defendant the next 20 years of his life. Seaman said there was no reason for this to have to come to that outcome. Here's some more details concerning that furnace explosion we told you about first here yesterday on Niagara Radio. It occurred on the Coomer Road, where a homeowner trying to repair a propane furnace that wasn't working escaped serious injury when that furnace blew up. It blew a hole in the wall and singed the owner's hair, but luckily he wasn't seriously injured. That resident said his wife and another person were in the home at the time of the explosion, but they escaped injury, even though a number of walls and windows in the home were damaged by the blast. An investigation checking into the exact cause of that explosion is now being looked at by the county's cause and origin investigators. And Town of Newfane Supervisor John Syracuse told us today that they're getting ready in the town for another great fishing season. The supervisor says that industry in Newfane brings in about $250,000 in revenue to the area, and in preparation, he recently said some 22,500 coho were released into the harbor and that thousands of penned fish have now been brought into the area that will also be released when the water temperature and the size of the fish make it safe to release them. Syracuse said the Elcott Harbor and the Burt Dam in his area are a look-forward-to destination every year by fishermen who visit the area from areas all around Newfane. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you could still practice your golf before the golf courses open up at the Links of Niagara at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in downtown Niagara Falls. For a look at the links online, check them out at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by refreshing your browser after clicking our local news tab. And for even more convenience, you'll find our daily newscasts on Facebook when you enter niagaradio.net in their search bar. It's real local news here on Niagara Radio, unbiased, fair, and free. Because if it happens in your area, we feel you should know. I'm Sal Panessa.